And that would heat the house.
Heat the house up.
Well,
had it in each room. Had it in each room.
When you use those stoves, those wooden heaters that burn wood. Did you have a different kind in the different rooms?
No, mostly you wouldn't have them in the rooms. You'd have them in the front room, bedroom, I'd call it. You'd have a large heater in it. But you wouldn't have them in that room.
But you have one in a room like this?
We have one in a room like this. We 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we started with that butane business. Maybe longer than that. I don't know what year we started burning butane, but the theory is that we got away from the wood, you know, that hard way of making it. Had to cut your wood in the wintertime, summertime for winter, and then pack it into the house and on the front porch or something. And if it's raining, you just go to your front porch and get some wood and put on the fireplace and stuff. Well, that butane done away with all that, see. Just turn on the butane, strike a match, when you got your fire going.
Well, when you have those wood heaters, what kind would you have in the bathroom, say? How would you heat that?
Wouldn't have no heating bathroom.
And would you have?
You wouldn't have no bathroom in early days. You bathed in a tub.
Oh, you did? Tell me about that.
Sink tub. You know, a round tub, you see? That's where you put your water in that. You heat it on a stove and get your water hot that way and take a bath in that.
Where would you put that? Where would you have the tub?
We'd have the tub in a room. Where are you going to take a bath at? We didn't have no bathrooms in those days.
And so, like,
had closets on the outside of the house, you know, where you could use to go out and pee and dookie and all such stuff that had little wooden closets.
Would you ever hear call those closets anything else?
Mm-mm. Only shit houses. Yes. Called them shit houses.
In that house you lived in with your wife, the first place you lived with your wife, where was that?
First place I lived with my wife was uptown here. I rented a house where I had convenient things, you know, to cook with and everything. And then, I said 25 or 30 years ago, I built me a home out there in the country, and we moved out there.
So when you built your home in the country, did you have a place underneath the roof, storage place, up above the rooms of the house?
Had closets. We had closets in each room. Likely that door there is a closet. You can walk in that closet there and hang clothes or do anything in there.
But did you have a hole in the ceiling anywhere where you could go up and put stuff up
under? No. I never had no two-story house or nothing.
But, well, I don't mean a two-story house, but, you know, if the roof was like this and the ceiling was here, did you have a storage place up here?
No.
Like an attic or
no. Well, I had an attic, all right, but they don't keep nothing in it. You just walk up there, you just see if there's anything wrong up there, you know, with lights and fire and stuff like that.
Well, when you were a child, did they cook in a different place in the wintertime from where they cooked in the summertime?
Yeah. They cook in the same stove. When I was a child, and that's been 73 years ago.
Well, what was that stove like?
It was a great big iron stove. Had doors to it, you know. It cost plenty of money in those days, you know, considered now. And every well-to-do family would have a nice cook stove.
And so you would have, would it have a hearth or hearth or anything on it?
No, not the cook stove wouldn't.
What would?
It was just on the floor, on the cook stove.
Would you have that thing anywhere though?
No. Maybe I had them.
Yes,
in the kitchen. Cook stove.
Did you ever hear of a hearth or a hearth or anything?
Yeah. Like I've heard of them.
What was that?
That's in the front of the fireplace.
What'd you call that?
A hearth. A hearth, what do you call it, a hearth?